Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mr. Webster paid Lum and Abner a call yesterday and became very interested in the old fellow's report on the analysis of the spring water on Grandpappy Spears' farm. As a matter of fact, he borrowed their report in order to check it with the one that he had made a week or so ago. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jotting down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Listen. No, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand. All right then, Mr. Webster. Yeah. Ah. Goodbye.
Don't he want our money yet, Lum?
No, he's still sort of checking our report with his.
Huh.
Says he wants to get everything in good shape before he starts taking in an invest.
Well, I wish he'd hurry up, because I'm getting anxious to get in on that health resort, Ivy.
You are?
Yes, sirree.
Well, yesterday you was trying to hold me back from making an invest. Said we ought to wait a little longer.
Yeah, well, yeah, I might have, Lum, but I don't know. It just seems like quick as I found out Mr. Webster didn't want our money, well, I just got interested in it right away.
Well, that's just plain human nature, I reckon.
It is, huh? Well, yeah. I got it.
You take folks... Well, they act that way.
They do.
Yeah, you know, and tell them they can't have something, and right away they want.
Yeah, well, I just got to thinking about everybody else making money off of that deal, and me just sitting here and...
Wait a minute, there comes your papa up out there.
Papa? I reckon where he's been.
No. I can't keep track of him.
I wonder if he went out playing golf.
Golf?
Yeah.
At his age?
Well, I don't think he can actually do it, but see... Charlie Redfield's been trying to get him to go in there to the county seat for a few innings of that golfing.
I never knew Charlie could play that game.
Well, I don't think he can. But last Christmas, somebody sent him a bag of them golfing bats, and he's just been dying to use them ever since.
Oh, yeah, them. I saw his woman out in the backyard beating rugs with him.
Yeah.
He lent one of them iron ones to Grandpa Masters. He's using it for walking stick.
Yeah, I seen him the other day down the street. Made a good one, too.
Yeah.
I had one myself. Yeah, come in, Papa. Where you been out golf batting?
Hey, how's that, son?
I say, whereabouts have you been?
No, you know what? I've been over to the Clark place.
Well, that's just what I asked you.
Huh?
Never mind, Papa. What was you doing over at the Clark's house?
I was umpiring, you might say it.
Umpire? Yes. And you was playing golf, huh?
No, I was. I was... Mr. and Mrs. Clark had got into argument, and I was trying to straighten them out.
You mean Clark says was actually having an argument?
Yeah, my guy tooth and fist.
Well, that's cute. Yeah, I never thought Miss Clark would have enough nerve to stand up again old Dave.
Oh, that Aggie, see, she generally just sits back in the corner and lets old Dave rant and rave, don't pay no attention at all.
It ain't hard to tell who wears the breeches in that family.
What was Dave and Agassiz arguing about, Papa?
Oh, I don't know. Agassiz wants to take a job working over there at the water plant, and Dave don't want him to do it.
Why not?
Well,
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know Dave. He says he don't want his woman to have to work.
No.
That's ridiculous nowadays. Lots of women folks are taking jobs these days. Fact is, they have to do it. It's the only way we can get enough workers in some communities.
Yeah, but Dave says his woman ain't going to work.
Well, in times like these, I'd say that was out and out unpatriotic of him.
Well, I don't know now, Lum. I don't particularly know what I blame old Dave so much. I wouldn't want Elizabeth to go out and take no job neither.
Why, Abner, I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Well, it's the truth. Women folks just ain't got the strength to go to work summers like that.
Why, they have to. There's plenty of good stout women.
Well, they're stout enough for what little work they have to do around the house, sure.
Yeah, you're right there, son. They're all right for them little household chores.
Why, sure. A little bit of sweeping and mopping they have to do ain't going to hurt them.
Oh,
little scrubbing and washing the clothes now and then.
Yeah, and a little wood chopping.
Little churning.
And plowing.
Dangling the roof once in a while. Sure. Half soling a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Little easy stuff that they can stand up under. Yeah.
Yeah, and they got all that time to rest, too. That's
why, sure they have. They sit around the house there and rest, but you put a woman on a regular job, she'd break down under it in no time at all.
Oh, sure.
See, women folks is frail little dainty things. They ain't strong and got lots of muscles like us men folks have.
Well, Abner, it just looks to me like your whole trouble is that you got old-timey, out-of-date ideas on this subject.
Well, maybe so, but I know what I want my woman to do and what I don't want her to
that's
do, Lom.
Right. You got to take a stand. Be firm with them.
See, Lom, you don't understand these things, because you've always been an unmarried bachelor.
Maybe I have, but yeah. I know that Agatha Clark is right in this case. And I know that old Dave bullies her something wonderful.
Well, yeah, I'll admit he bullies her all right, but I still agree with him on his point of view.
Well, why oughtn't Agatha to go to work? She ain't got no children to care for her. And that little place they got, that ain't hard to keep up.
No, Lom, but a woman's place is in the home and field. Mm-hmm. I've always said that.
Yeah, but they need workers like her pretty desperate right now. Walt Bates can't hardly get enough help over there at the war plant to keep going. I'd say a woman ought to be proud to be doing her share in the war.
Well, of course, there's that side of it, too, I reckon.
The way old Dave's acting, you'd think he didn't want us to win the war. He's actual holding things back. Retarding progress.
He weren't holding back with the loud talk when I was over there. I'll say that for him.
Oh, he's a door. He was that. You know?
I tried to calm him down, but never done no good. Just seemed to rile him up more.
Something ought to be did about that.
Yes, sir.
We oughtn't to just stand by and see him bulldoze that poor little helpless woman.
Why, he looked like he was mad enough to start throwing things at her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
No telling what he's liable to do when he gets his tempers up that way.
That big bully throwing pans and lamps at that poor little defenseless woman.
For the man to wear the breeches in the family's all right, but he just overdoes it.
You mean he wears two pair of them, Lon?
No, but...
Oh, I thought maybe he bought himself one of them two-pant suits. Spent all the money on himself and wouldn't buy her nothing. That selfish varmint.
Hey, something ought to be did for
her.
We
ought to buy her a new dress.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't suppose old David let her wear it. That selfish critter.
Well, wait, Abner. When I said that about him overdoing the britches wearing, I just meant he oughtn't to boss her around so much and beat her up.
Is he beating her up, too?
Well, No, I don't think so, but no telling what a fella like him might do when he gets riled up.
Oh, not a bit of telling in
that's
the world.
Right,
that ornery varmint, that ornery varmint.
Boy, something more to be did now,
yes,
I tell
sir.
You.
I'll just... tell you what. He ought to be tarred and feathered it and run clean out of town on a rail. That's what
that's
ought to be
right.
Did to him.
Well, leastways somebody ought to give him a good talking to, I know
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. I say that. I tried to give him a talk. Something ought to be did, boy.
Yes, it ought. That poor little woman. Poor Agatha. Bless her heart. Bless her little heart. Over there ducking and dodging like a frog in a hailstorm. That bitch is whistling around her head. That big bully standing up there throwing stuff at her.
You know what I think? I think something ought to be did now.
Said that. Mm. No, I do, too, though. I don't know just what, though.
I know. You ought to get them there golfing bats at Charlie Redfield's and go right over to old Dave's place and put a stop to his carrying on.
Yes, sir.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I think we ought to try to talk to Dave first.
Talk on.
Reason a thing out with
him. So, because I'll fist fight him. That's what I'll do. That's the way I'll reason with him.
Come
on,
now.
I'll
wait
flank
a minute.
With
wait
him.
Wait
a
minute.
I'll do it. I'll box fight him.
Good for you. I'll get my basket and a few cannonballs.
That's
right.
Time,
hold your horses, fellas. Wait a minute. All you do is just get yourselves into a batch of trouble. Best way to handle these things is just sit down with a feller and have a good heart-to-heart talk with him. Try to find out to him where he's wrong and all that.
Mom, how can you sit down with a feller when he's standing up on a chair throwing pots and flat irons and everything else at his poor little woman?
I mean, we don't know he's actually throwing flat irons at her.
So he's doing it, I know he is. He's just a type, that varmint, that's what he'd do.
Well, I still say it wouldn't do no good to go over there and start mixing it up with him.
Yeah, he is pretty big, all right. Maybe we ought to get Cedric to go with us, Mom. He can stop off at Charlie Redfield's and get them golfing bats, and we'll go over there.
No, we ain't going to do no such a thing. We're going to handle this just like growed-up adults.
We better do something in a hurry, though, before it's too late. Poor little Agassiz.
Yeah, something's got to be done.
I tell you what we're going to do. We'll call up Dave and invite him to come over here to the store.
Fight him over here, huh?
The walk over here will sort of cool him off, and by the time he gets over here, he ought to be calmed down enough to where he'll listen to reason.
Oh, well, you can try it. I got my doubts if it'll work, though.
Well, I think it'll work. I'll try.
I still think we'll rush right over and save that poor little woman.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, come on.
Well, you're going to stay right here before you both get hurt. Now, just wait a minute. Hello, is this you, Dave? This is Lum Eddard.
Can you see what he's throwing now, Lum?
Say, Dave, I was wondering if you had time to drap around to the store here.
That's varmint.
I'd like to discuss something with you.
Can you hear things crashing around, Lum?
Well, why can't you leave?
Hope he don't break
What's
up
the trouble?
Throwing machine.
Something's got to be dead. I told you something.
Oh, I see. Well, never mind then, Dave. We can discuss it later. Yeah, all right then, Dave. Goodbye.
What happened, Mom? Why can't he leave?
Well, he can't walk down the streets out of his britches, can he?
Huh?
It seems that poor little Agassiz had taken Dave's overalls away from him, put them on herself, and went over and got that job at the war plant.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.